Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
Our fashionista Andy Page has told us that what is old is new again. And more proof right here, because this week's tip definitely solidifies that point. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. This week's tip is a bit more of a warning than it is a tip.
Okay.
Because the hot new trend is fringe.
Fringe.
Fringe. And when I talk about fringe, we're talking really long fringe. I'm talking about like car wash skirts, fringe on jackets, fringe on pants, fringe on anything you can put fringe on. And, you know, a fringe comes and goes. It was huge in the 70s. But here's the thing that I want everyone to understand. This is going to be a flash trend because it's almost impossible to care for.
Oh.
When you wear super long fringe, it gets tangled in everything. It gets matted. It gets, you know, crimped. And it just gets caught on everything, and it tears. So it's one of those things that I don't want you to blow your wardrobe budget on, you know, a fringe suit. If you want to pick up on the fringe trend, then, you know, buy a booty with some fringe tassels. Or, you know, buy a small handbag that has some fringe details. But you're going to see fringe everywhere, but I just want you to tread lightly.
So you're saying that how can it be a fashion trend if you're not able to do it very well? Or do people just have people to take care of their fringe in that world?
You know, there are lots of trends that people can't take care of very well. I mean, you know, even just taking care of some of the basic clothes these days, this can be really difficult. So, you know, we have designers who are making a huge killing off making clothes out of upholstery fabric. And it's extremely expensive to take care of those things. So designers are just, you know, there's all kinds of things going on. But here's the thing that I want you to understand. The true trend here is that suede is back. And
oh.
So suede has really hit the market because there's been so many upgrades in it. It's much easier to care for. It comes in many different colors. It can be done, you know, super thin. It's really beautiful. So the reason that fringe is back is because you don't have to hem suede, and, you know, you can just cut it to create the fringe. So the message here is to buy something in suede, but let your fringe trim be in some sort of accessory. So there are lots of trends out there that are difficult to care for, and this is one of them.
Okay, so you're saying don't get the big items. If you're going to get fringe, get suede. And, you know, I've seen a lot of fringe on boots. What about boots?
Yeah, that's easy to do.
Okay.
You know, fringe on boots is fun. It's easy. It's not as expensive because you're going to buy a nice pair of boots anyway. You know, the thing about, and you can wear them with many more things. The thing about a fringe skirt is that's kind of a one-hit wonder. When you wear that fringe skirt, everybody's going to remember that skirt.
So it's
a lot harder to pull that off two or three times a week than it is a pair of fringe boots.
Okay, so you need to rent a fringe skirt, buy the fringe accessories.
That's exactly right. You don't want to blow your wardrobe budget on, you know, your fringe suit, or you're going to have the, you know, sequined white glove in your wardrobe that you never bring out.
Love it.
All right. I'm sure we can find pictures of this and other ideas, right, on your website, right?
You got it. And on Pinterest. So please head over to Pinterest and follow me there. My website is senseofstyle.com, and be sure to pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring.
All right, our fashionista Andy Page keeping us up to date with what's hot. Thank you, Andy.
You're so welcome. Thank you, guys. Have a great week.